This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, September 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House stalls amid impasse. EPA's Sackett concerns. An update on H-2A working group. GOP hardliners demand real plan. Senators offer USDA proposals. Lawmakers are inching ever closer to a government shutdown. It's true that September 30th, the end of the fiscal year, is 2 weeks away, but House conservatives continue to play hardball with Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. The GOP leadership yesterday postponed a key vote needed to bring up the fiscal 24 defense appropriation bill, a measure normally popular with Republicans and relatively easy to pass. A group of hardline conservatives are demanding the leadership's commitment to carry out deeper cuts in federal spending. They've got to come forward with a real plan, Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina told reporters. He went on, quote, I'm not going to abide or cast a vote in favor of just continuing the massive increases in the debt, the spending, and just keep rolling. Well, across the Capitol, senators continue to propose new amendments for a package of spending bills that includes funding for USDA and FDA. The latest proposals include an amendment by Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado that would provide $25 million for the Agriculture Advanced Research and Development Authority, or AgArDA. Despite being authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill, AgArDA has never received enough funding to get off the ground. Another amendment by Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin would increase funding for dairy business innovation initiatives. EPA official ruling threatens ephemeral streams and wetlands. More than half of the wetlands in the United States are threatened by the Supreme Court Sackett decision, an EPA water official said on a webinar yesterday. It is clear that the Supreme Court decision erodes long-standing clean water protections, said Rose Kwok, a environmental scientist in the Office of Water. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers plan to hold listening sessions this fall to discuss how to implement the Sackett decision. The agencies issued a rule August 29th to comply with the court's decision, which weakened protections for adjacent wetlands and removed the significant nexus test. Kwok also said 1.2 million to 4.9 million miles of ephemeral streams are threatened by the decision. Don't miss, EPA has agreed to a deadline of May 2024 for addressing the impact of herbicides on endangered species. The agency also promised to finish a similar strategy for inspections by early 2025. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers feel concerns about H-2A wage rates. Members of the International Fresh Produce Association got an update yesterday from Representatives Don Davis of North Carolina and Rick Crawford of Arkansas on the House Agriculture Committee's Farm Labor Working Group. The group has been assigned to look into challenges with the H-2A program. Crawford says the group is 3 months into the six-month timeline with an interim report anticipated soon. The two most common issues the lawmakers have heard so far are the adverse effect wage rate and the inability to manage H-2A worker applications online. Now take note, Davis says the report will be an opportunity to elevate the issues with colleagues, even though the House Agriculture Committee doesn't have jurisdiction over the H-2A program. State ag officials seek more regional flexibility in disaster aid. State agriculture officials want more flexibility in federal disaster relief and conservation programs to better help producers in the wake of natural disasters and severe weather events. Members of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture approved an action item at their annual meeting calling for USDA and Congress to fill gaps in insurance coverage and federal disaster relief programs, noting that, quote, farmers need more than additional debt to recover from destroyed crops or the loss of their livestock or annual income. The second action item called for the USDA to, quote, implement regional or individual timelines and deadlines for conservation programs, particularly when it came to those focusing on disaster recovery. New Mexico Ag Secretary Jeff White, whose state is still recovering from last year's devastating wildfires, said policymakers should give state and county level USDA officials more funding flexibility, which they can tailor to fit producers in the wake of the specific natural disaster. I think it is really key that we empower those on the ground to address the concerns immediately as opposed to being hung up by the process, he told AgriPulse. Lawmaker presses for more scrutiny of foreign-owned farmland. Texas GOP Representative Pete Sessions is accusing the Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S., also known as CFIUS, for being lax when it comes to investigating the tens of millions of acres of farmland owned by foreign investors. Sessions, speaking at the House Financial Services Committee hearing yesterday, said CFIUS would be paying closer attention to foreign-owned farmland if the Secretary of Agriculture was a member, as some lawmakers are now demanding. Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma introduced a bill, quote, the Agricultural Security Risk Review Act in May that would make the USDA chief a member. Paul Rosen, an assistant secretary at the Treasury Department and witness at the hearing, stressed that CFIUS already works closely with USDA to monitor potential threats from foreign acquisitions of farmland and agricultural companies. Now take note, much of the concern at the hearing was over Chinese investment of the U.S., but Representative Brad Sherman of California called foreign purchases of U.S. farmland a relatively, quote, benign activity. Well, here's today's He Said It. When they buy American farmland from an American, that American puts the money in a U.S. bank where it's available to build the American economy. And if we do have a fight with China, we can simply seize the farmland just as they will take all of our investments in China. That Representative Brad Sherman of California. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, September 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.